Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Alive, Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, encore and dangerously local. Don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week live right here, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. And the Ohio Midland News Group is creating a webpage that you can actually hear excerpts from my shows, the different podcasts chopped up in several different segments, and so they're on the verge of making the big announcement. Right now, it's still in a beta format, so they're working out some of the bugs, but we've been hearing all of your beseeching us about, we need more Dimitri, more often, morning, noon, and night, or words to that effect. And so the Ohio Midland News Group has said, okay, fine, let's create a page, rivernews.org, I think is the name of it, and we'll include all the Dimitri shows so that people can hear it anytime. They can access it morning, noon, and night, which I imagine everybody will. So that's coming, and we're almost there. We're right on the edge of all of this. Want to give you an update about Springfield, Ohio. If you've been listening to my show, that you know Springfield, Ohio is where Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, has helped channel 15,000 to 20,000 Haitians from Haiti. Haiti, for those who do not know, is this tiny little country in the Caribbean that is a third world hellhole. And that's putting it mildly. The word that I want to use, I can't, because we're a federally licensed radio station, so I can't use the S word or any of the other really, really, really bad ones. But that's what it is. Haiti is, and it's been that way ever since the slaves overthrew the French in the beginning of the 1800s. That's the only thing they ever got right. There was a slave revolt, and they actually kicked out the French. The French army lost to Haitian slaves. That's how bad the French army is, although they do eat well, I have been told, in any event. So Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, I call him Mutilation Mike because he loves the transgender agenda. He actually vetoed a bill that would end transgender surgeries on children because he likes the idea of them being mutilated and sterilized permanently, because that's the transgender agenda. That's Mutilation Mike DeWine. Anyway, he's also got this love affair with Haiti, which I will never understand. And he has helped to engineer the transfer of anywhere from 15 to 20,000, that is not an exaggeration, people, Haitians, into this poor little Springfield, Ohio, which had been, I guess, I don't know, 50, 60,000 people. And the horror stories coming from the people in Springfield about what the Haitians are doing and how the Haitians are living. I mean, it's just... You know, you can change a zip code, but you don't change someone's behavior with a new zip code. Geographic cures don't work. Taking somebody out of Haiti and putting him to Springfield, Ohio, you can't take the Haitian out of the Haiti, or the Haiti out of the Haitian, I guess is a better way of saying it. In Springfield, Ohio, I now call Port au Prince, because of all the Haitians who were sent there, I believe, illegally, with this insane immigration policy that the Democrats have, which is essentially open borders. And, of course, the Republican establishment is paying for this because the Republican establishment controls the House of Representatives, which means it controls the purse strings of government, which means every bad thing that you can think of that the government has done, the feds, the deep state, is being financed by the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. They're all in on this. It's the Uniparty. Anyway, this story out of Haiti. Because I'm thinking to myself, well, Springfield, Ohio, now Port au Prince, formerly Springfield. CBS News is reporting this. 184 people 184 people were killed in Haiti. That's according to the United Nations. A gang leader reportedly ordered the murder of elderly people, 184, based on advice from a voodoo priest. I swear to you, I am not making this up. This is CBS News. 184 people were killed in Haiti, the UN says, as a gang leader reportedly ordered the murder of elderly people based on advice from a voodoo priest. That sparked the massacre in Port-au-Prince. And yet when Donald Trump said, you know, the people in Springfield, Ohio are claiming that some Haitians are eating the family pets and eating the waterfowl around the lakes and all that, the media, the useless corporate dying legacy media is going, oh, no, no, that can't be right because the mayor says it's not right, so that can't be true. This is what we're dealing with here. This is the mindset of this hellhole, third world hellhole. And tell me, do you think if we brought in more people like the gang leader, let's say, if we brought him in and put him in Springfield, Ohio, do you think that his behavior would change just because he has a new zip code? I don't think so. So just thought you would like to know about what's going on in the town formerly known as Springfield, now Port-au-Prince, Ohio. The one good thing with this regarding eating the waterfowl, if the Haitians, and I stress if, I'm assuming they're Haitians, that's what the people in Springfield are claiming. If the Haitians are eating the Canada geese, I actually would have no problem with that. In fact, I think that'd be a brilliant solution. Have the Haitians eat the Canada geese. I hate Canada geese. They're just the nastiest things. Now, they look striking. There's no question about it. But they crap everywhere. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, these geese. And there's no predator that can, you know, control the population. You have them in parks. You have them along riverbanks and along lakes and everything else. And they just walk around. They got bad attitudes, too. They know they're untouchable. I think they're an endangered species or whatever. But they crap everywhere, which makes it a public health problem, especially if you have young children. And you take them to the park, and the park is full of these Canada geese. Now, the kids can't even walk anywhere because the crap is everywhere with these geese. So what I heard in Springfield, the citizens of Springfield, saying that, hey, some of these Haitians are eating the waterfowl around our lakes, you know, the ducks and the geese. I'm thinking, well, if it's Canada geese, that's actually a win-win. A guy can hope. All right, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time right here. I don't know who his guests are today. I wish he would tell me because I'd be more than happy to promote that. Yesterday, I guess he had Dolph on the Mayhem Hour. And the Mayhem Hour is just a lot of mayhem goes on here in the studio between Dolph and Steve Novotny. Chairs are overturned, desks are all askew, computer screens everywhere. It takes me like 2 hours to red up the place in order for me to do my show. So a lot of mayhem goes on in 1 hour between Steve Novotny and Dolph Santorin. Good guy, Dolph Santorin, the only Renaissance man that I know. If you start talking with Dolph Santorin about pretty much anything, he's done it. Or he knows everything about it. And he really does know everything about it. He is a super, super smart guy. Very nice guy, too. I do like him. But the only Renaissance man that I know. he's amazing. All right, next. Very interesting rumor, and I want to stress it's a rumor, but just, even I can't believe this is true. Just keep an eye on this to see if this has legs. I don't know that it does. But it, you know, in this day and age, when Cheryl Atkinson said so brilliantly that these days, conspiracy theories are simply spoiler alerts. here's the latest conspiracy theory, the latest rumor on Twitter. And again, I stress, I don't have any smoking gun evidence. I have a tough time believing that this is true. But in this day and age, who the hell knows what isn't true? I don't know. Anyway, so the guy who was killed, who was assassinated in New York City, the CEO of United Healthcare, and he was assassinated allegedly by this student, former student at University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League grad, super, super, super smart guy. Comes from a super, super affluent family. In high school, he went to a private school. I think they were paying $40,000 a year for high school for this guy. Super smart guy. Great smile. Luigi is his first name. Luigi. I got him confused with Mario and Donkey Kong, but it's Luigi. So he's the suspect who assassinated this poor guy who was the CEO of United Healthcare. We saw the video, chilling, I mean, just unbelievably chilling stuff. The rumor is that the CEO from United Healthcare was scheduled to testify a week before he was assassinated. There are reports, and again, I don't have smoking gun evidence, and even I can't believe it's true, but it is out there, so at least let me just give you a heads up about this, that there was some sort of investigation involving insider trading involving Nancy Pelosi and her husband. And that perhaps the CEO who was assassinated, United Healthcare, was going to testify regarding that case. Just keep an eye on it is all I'm saying. I find it really, really, really hard to take seriously, but in this day and age, I have learned the hard way to at least let you know to keep an eye on this and to keep an eye on that, because I don't even know what the truth is anymore. I really don't. I don't. So it's very, very, very unlikely. Just keep an eye on it. And is it amazing, as I mentioned earlier, how we know more about Luigi in a matter of a few days, pictures and social media and everything else, we know more about him than we know about the two assassins who tried to kill Donald Trump. And we have months now waiting for the feds, the FBI, to release all the information. They've released virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. I've got some information here that I'm going to be sharing with you regarding the second assassin. This guy, Ruth, his last name is Ruth. And it's going to cause you to go, maybe all the rumors about the deep state are true. Stay tuned for this one.